the Balls cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Showbiz, baby.
How are you? Thanks very much for coming back. I hope you've enjoyed the first part of the show. When we left G, I said, what does Jason McAteer and Stephen Cluxton have in common? Exhibit A, please. We might get a look at this. Did I say Jason McAteer and Stephen McDonald? What did Stephen McDonald do in 2002?
Three.
2003. Red card for Stephen Cluxton. You might just fill us in on this. I can understand how McAteer wound him up. How did you wind him up?
Didn't he? He's a dirty bastard.
Paddy, save me.
What's your take on a Paddy?
I knew this would be a long fucking night. I'm not going back. I'm not getting into that.
I don't know if Klucko ever got sent off again. He thanked you after that game, didn't he?
He thanked me at that photograph.
Oh, did he?
Thanks for that, sarcastically.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened? I actually don't know what happened.
He cut across. Paddy McKeever was sent off just before it. Mm. So we were down to 14 men, had the momentum, and he cut across my line. He got a wee flick to the stomach. Only a wee flick. And he...
Accidental, of course.
And he lashed out right in front of... who was referee?
Pat McEnany.
Pat McEnany.
Punch.
Kick. Oh. He kicked me. Still sore.
Tinder.
So...
There you go. Well, hopefully... All 30 players stay on the field at the weekend.
Yeah. Unfairly, though, who was your manager back then?
Tommy Lyons.
Tommy Lyons absolutely went to town on Stephen Cluxton and blamed the whole
Oh, really?
On him.
Yeah. Didn't they?
And, well. You know, totally, totally wrong. And we all know what Stephen has kicked on to do in his career. So,
yeah.
You know, he definitely learned a lot from that incident.
It's amazing, yeah. We didn't really plan this tonight. But Stephen Cluxton has come up tonight. He also came up in last year's Roadshow, James, but we won't get into that one.
Please not. Thank you. Moving on swiftly.
James wrote him off a little too early. But Stephen Cluxton's career, he went through a long spell with the Dubs before he won in All-Ireland. Is it a little bit symbolic of Geezer? Obviously, that Armagh team, there was quite a fallow period before 2002. They battled for a long time, a lot of them.
Yeah, the key difference was Stephen Cluxton was still winning provincial titles. You know, Geezer went maybe 6, 7, 8 years without even winning the championship game.
Wow.
You know, it was knockout football back then. And to come back, you know how intense and hard training is when you're coming back and being knocked down year after year. He kept coming back because he's that type of character, and he's got a never-say-day attitude, and he just keeps wanting to prove himself better and better. And he kept coming back, and eventually things started to turn for Armagh in 1998, beat down in the first round. That was our first victory for 7 or 8 years.
One, I think, yeah.
Derry beat us in the semi-final, and then in 99 we kicked on and beat... who did we beat in the first round? I think it was Derry. Can't even remember. No, Donegal after a replay. And
that was your breakthrough year. So it all coincided with Stephen McDonald.
So I think Geezer definitely epitomises... I never say day attitude and keep bouncing back.
I know he was your captain for a long time, but who was he to you? Like, was he a good friend? Like, was he an inspiration? Like, what was he to you when you were playing?
No, he was the player in the dressing room that I looked up to. You know, he was maybe 8 or 9 years older than what I was, and He was a driving figure. Him, himself and Paul McGrain. That team, thankfully, had a lot of strong leaders, strong characters. But, you know, Geezer was the player that, no matter what he said, you just fucking done it, and that was it. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I relied heavily on him. So I did. But he also relied heavily on me. I would often say to him, I made your bad passes look good. You know what I mean? So, but I relied heavily. I needed him to kick the ball into me. For me to be able to do my job, but
no, he was one of the first fellas that got into the gym, wasn't he? Like, he got ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere. SNC wasn't really a thing in GA at the time, and I remember he got massive. And then when he took Kildare, he was still into that. He got Kildare massive. Then when he took Armagh were very physical, very gym strong, and then he kind of toned it back. It was like he kind of learned as he went on maybe to tone it back a bit.
Well, that was one of the things that really, first time I went in training, Jesus, he is an absolute beast. He had massive, massive arms. Just yeah. A pure animal, so he was.
Bicep curls every night.
He was really, really strong. And, you know, you see the physique of GAA players nowadays, they're all like that. You know, it's just the build of them now. They're athletic, they're strong, big upper bodies. But Geezer was ahead of his time, so he was.
What was he doing?
I don't know, I wasn't in the gym then.
You only discovered the gym in 2009, I heard.
Yeah. I was focusing on my skills.
Yeah, you were right there. You know, you were right there. Were you a big man for the gym, Paul?
No, it was only kind of coming in. We had Eddie O'Sullivan. You know, he was the Irish rugby coach. John O'Mahony brought him in one Saturday morning, and we were saying, like, who's this? And Eddie was benching about 120 himself.
Whoa.
So he just went around the gym, and on it, we followed him around on each machine, and like Eddie would bench 120, squat 100 kgs, and we were like, God, what's going on here? and then it kind of, I think you might do it for a block of a month and then leave it, go back onto the pitch. And I think, as we know now, that's not really how you should do S&C. So I think we took it and leave it. Kevin Walsh never went to the gym. PJ never went to the gym. And some people used to like it then.
Just a story on the gym. John McCluskey, who was our trainer at the time, took me and Paul Grimley. I don't know why Paul Grimley was there, but he happened to be there. And John McCluskey's explaining this exercise with the leg press to me. I said, yeah. I turned around to Grimley. I said, where's the leg press? I hadn't a clue. Did not know anything about it. Nothing. So
that was the way it was.
Yeah, listen.
But you know what? You were kicking points off the left and points off the right. Did it matter?
Yeah. You weren't there to lift weights.
I was going to ask Stephen a minute ago, has Kieran McGeaney changed? You might come back on that, but has Pádraig Joyce changed since he was an All-Ireland winner in 98 and 01?
I think his personality kind of comes out in his interviews and the way he manages the team. He was fairly direct as a player. You know, he didn't say a lot. He wasn't one of these guys who'd be roaring, ranting in the dressing room or that kind of thing. He, you know, if he had something to say, he said it. And people listened to him then as well. Could be quite cutting. He'd tell you what he thought. And
as a player?
And even as a player, and I think as a manager, it's kind of he doesn't hold back on his players either in his interviews, the ones I've heard. So I think he's taken those kind of, he hasn't changed in that way too much. But I'd say he's probably had to learn, like, with the amount of people you have on an inter-county setup now, that it's like all about managing that group. Mm. And he still has that respect, I think, that Stephen is talking about with Kieran McGeaney. Joycer has that. It's like that Brian Lowen effect that they're talking about in Clare. Like, PJ is known in Galway. Like, he played, I think, up until 2012. Like, he carried his club on his back for a number of years then after that. So he has a lot of respect in Galway for all he's done. And then, you know, he's a bumpy enough time, you know, got relegated and we come back up and he's kind of built a team. So if he could win the All-Ireland, I think it would be, very fitting for him. But you could say the same thing about Kieran McGeaney.
But I think for both of them, they've both become, it's taken them time to become the managers they feel they are. Like, McGeaney's there 10 years. He's the longest serving senior inter county manager. And there was plenty of times, particularly early years for them, where it was very tough for Armagh, and the reality, Donegal were probably the top team in Ulster at the time. They'd won their All-Ireland, they were in All-Ireland finals, and it was a struggle for them, and he's definitely improved. I'm sure he'll say it himself, and Armagh have improved along with him, and the same with Pádraig Joyce. He's there 5 years, And I know we came in at the start and was, we're going to win the All-Ireland. I think I was still playing time in Dublin. We hadn't lost the championship match in 5 years and we're looking at this fella. But that was his attitude. But he's definitely, I feel, improved as a coach. And the same, Galway have improved along with him. But the one thing both of those guys have, the fact that it's their own counties, they're icons in their own counties. You know, and even if they're telling you stuff that you mightn't agree with or might even be flat out wrong, if you're a player, like you said it earlier, Steve, McGeaney tells you something, you're going with it. So they have that authority and credibility. And what it says, as much as the teams have gone on a journey, I think them as managers have gone on that as well. And for one of them, they're both already legends, but for one of them on Sunday, whoever gets over the line, it's beyond iconic status if they manage to bring that trophy home with them on Sunday. But it's been a journey for both of them.
Yeah, yeah, and I think Pádraig has supported, you know, the club football in Galway, so he likes his players to play club football. So that is kind of, our championship has got better. Okay. You know, our club championship has got better. He doesn't like, the, you know, there can be a tendency sometimes for inter-county players in the past not to... not to show an interest in the club, but he's saying if you want to play for Galway, you need to be one of the best players in your club, and that you know, so club matches and standards have improved, yeah. And even you know, involved in our own club, you know, if you rang the county manager and said I need Stevie for the weekend, he'd prefer you to go and play with your club, but than sit in the squad and do nothing with the county, you know. So that's been he has a good relationship that way with the clubs, and so I think that's why we're all kind of keen to support him.
But the squad depth is a massive thing for both panels. They both have in and around 40 players. Now, in Galway, you've needed it, given all the injuries you've had. But we've seen what McGeaney has done in terms of building depth and the bench that he has coming off. I was going through that 2011 season. I mentioned you made a great contribution to the Declan Bogues book back then. This is our year. You actually retired at the end of that year. Were you captain?
Yeah.
And in your first round championship game against Down, two boys come off the bench. I could be right in saying this now. Stephen Campbell and Aidan Forker back then in 2011. What were those boys like breaking in back then?
Stephen Campbell, maybe did. I'm not too sure if Aidan Forker.
Maybe it wasn't Aidan. Maybe it was Rory Grugan.
Rory Grugan. Well, Rory Grugan came into the squad in 2011 off the back of an All Ireland minor in 2009. So we knew that he had the raw talent. You know, he was a very late player, reminded me of myself when I came in 99. I was a very late player as well, and he had all the skills and attributes without a doubt. Great playmaker. He played at 11, I think, in that All Ireland minor team.
Yeah.
So created opportunities for the likes of Rory or Andrew Mernon, who was playing at 14. No, he was actually maybe 12 in that game actually, but he was a talented young footballer that probably had to bide his time on the subs bench before getting this opportunity. Stephen was a wee bit different. He was more explosive. He still is more explosive. And maybe got more opportunities. Very talented player. Wee bit more arrogant about... There's more swagger about Stephen, about how he goes about things. But
Start him, Campbell? Why wasn't he starting? Was it for the...
What I started...
Was it for the... impact off the bench, or is that just a cop-out? Was it because he picked six other fellas?
No.
And it just happened that Campbell's brilliant sub?
Listen, that's a dilemma for the managers, and that's why Kieran, I'm sure, and the management team will have a serious headache. Do you start Stephen Campbell, or do you not? He's had a serious impact coming off the bench.
Unbelievable.
At the minute, the way things are going for Armagh, I'd be inclined to hold him back because he's had an immediate impact. You know, they've been throwing him on at half time of games, and straight away he's setting up scores, he's creating scores. Like the point that he scored,
the second
two
point,
scores against,
but the one that he got hand to toe immediately, that was remarkable.
Unbelievable. I met him in the tunnel by the bus, and both teams were in great form. And I caught up with Conor Turbitt on the Saturday night and Dylan McHugh the next day after Galway won. But Soupy was going by me and he was speaking to Malachy Clerkin, so just give him a little nod. And I said, by the way, I said, that point. Oh, the second one.
He knew it.
He knew. And you could tell that there's a fella there who knows that second he gets the ball in his hands, he's going to snap it over the back. Yeah. That's a powerful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and given the time and space that you have on the ball, you know, to be able to have the skill set to do that is remarkable. There's very few players in the game that can do that. And Stephen is certainly one of those players that can.
I haven't shown you this yet, but we had a bit of a debate in the football pod. I got in trouble over it. I had a couple of... maybe off-colour selections. We tried to pick a combined Galway and Armagh 15 on Wednesday night. You might just have a look at this. And Paul, you can see it there. Blaine Hughes, Johnny McGrath, Aaron McKay, Barry McCambridge, Dylan McHugh, Liam Silk, Aidan Forker, Paul Conroy, Niall Grimley, Stephen Campbell, Reen O'Neill, Killian McDade, Turbot, Comer Walsh. There's a lot of orange there. It's actually 8-7.
Was Stevie down for this?
Was Stevie down for it, yeah. But like, even Stephen Campbell is picking start. Yeah. Sean Kelly, James tried to make the case for
Sean
Kelly.
Well, how Sean Kelly isn't there is a sin.
But he hasn't been fit.
Tommy, that's the final team. Tommy, you picked the team without Paul Conroy or Damien Comer in it as well.
Or Sean Kelly, yeah.
Or Sean, so your credibility was totally gone picking your team.
I had Maher and Keane Darcy starting on my team. But Paul, Sean Kelly is somebody who easily would be one of the most influential and effective footballers on the field if he was fit. He's from your club in Moycullen. You would have had it last year. Lost them the day before a county final, the hour before it, he pulled up with an injury that week. Like, such an effective footballer when he's fit. Will we see him starting at the weekend?
Yeah, look, we're debating that in Moycullen all week. Like, anyone you meet, it's, you know, Sean is the captain of the team. He has been excellent. He had a run of about 18 months there where we went to the All-Ireland semi-final with the club. Then he had a long run with Galway. And then he's just got an injury against, it was against Armagh actually. And then we played Mayo the following week and he's been injured since then. And as James said, if you hurt your ankle, it's probably his hamstring went after that then. He hasn't really recovered from that injury. He hasn't been himself. His game is all around power and pace, like up and down the field, covers for players, turns up, got a great goal that time against Armagh up in, was that in Leitrim?
Yeah.
So, you know, he hasn't played a lot of football, and it's the same thing around Stephen Campbell. Do you hold him and hope he can do something and make that impact? I think it's interesting the way maybe when we were playing, you just tried to make it back for the final, but now they target you. If you're in any way injured, there's a target on your back that you might be a weak link. Because Mark McHugh was actually with our club this year, and he said if Shawnee's playing against Donegal, they'd target him because they know he wouldn't have that bank of work done.
Wow.
So, you know, like that's where, as Stephen said, the managers are there, even picking those type of teams. You could be at it all day and all night.
Actually, we named it.
And it comes down to... the managers, and they either get it right or they get it wrong. But I'd say the players want to start. And like, you know, when you don't start in All-Ireland, everywhere you go, the first 15 are up on a...
Yeah.
When they win it, Jesus Christ, into it. Why don't you put the 2001 team up now and again in a pub? Like, you know, so you do want to start, I think. Everyone wants to start, but it's for the higher power of trying to win the All-Ireland.
You come off the bench in 98. You've broken your leg earlier that year in the Connacht Championship. You come off the bench late on in 98. You start 0-1, but am I right in saying you were a late introduction to the starting team? It was kind of a late call?
Yeah, you kind of up and the season's a lot longer, so you can start and go out of form and come back into form again. Like, so it was kind of one of those. I just got a bit of a run in the last few weeks and got in for the final.
Does it make a difference?
I think it makes a difference. It made a difference to me after missing the first one. You know, I wouldn't, like, I played in 2000 and the replay in 2000, and to miss the 2001, I would have been disappointed. But I suppose you have to suck it up. John O'Mahony was a good man for telling you weren't starting. So you'd be on the pitch and you could see him coming and you try and avoid him, you know. And you're like, I wonder, is he going to somebody else first?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, and then you turn around and John is there. And his line would always be, I think you're going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're
like,
oh no,
that, like,
this is a different conversation.
Yeah.
But you're not starting on Sunday. And you're like, ah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, so it's how you deliver the message.
But just on Sean Kelly, right? The beauty, if you remember Galway from 2 years ago in the final against Kerry, there was a lot. They played very well that day. Shane Walsh has his day of days, but they come up short against Kerry. And a lot of the talk afterwards, that final quarter, Kerry take control of the game. Pull away, they get the last four unanswered points in the final 10 minutes. And the big thing with Galway was they were probably inexperienced to win the game, but also depth coming off the bench. And you look at the two teams are in the final on Sunday, the key strength for them for the whole season has been that impact they're getting in the final quarter. In the biggest games, Galway getting against Dublin, the same against Donegal, Armagh, obviously in their games, and particularly the Kerry match as well.
that's the credit to the management teams to create that. Galway, we were probably forced to do it this season.
Yeah.
Because at one stage in the National League, they've over 20 injuries. So the likes of Rob Finnerty, who's having a standout season, he was forced to do it because the rest of the forward line was injured. So it's a massive plus for Galway that if you said 2 years ago they're in this position and Sean Kelly, there's a doubt over him, I'd have said, no, he's got to play. This guy has to play. By hook or by crook, they'll get him on the pitch. They don't need to do that now.
Mm.
Like I say, if there's any sort of doubt, he might not play at all. And that's a credit to the likes of Dylan McHugh, Mulcairn and these guys, that the depth is there with both of these teams. And that's what it can take time to build that and get to that All-Ireland stage. What Armagh are trying to do, having not been in a final before, but they've still created unbelievable depth. And I agree with you, Stevie. I'm thinking, I know if I was in Soupy Campbell's position, I'd be mad for Rowe to play. I'd be going to McGeaney. I won the game for you the last day. Kick two unbelievable points. You have to play me from the start. But if you're in McGeaney's shoes, you're going, but 25 minutes. This game is going to be so tight. It's going to the wire. The impact he can have off the bench is, that could swing it.
But if Stephen Campbell is knocking on McGeaney's door this week, Ross McQuillan had an unbelievable impact last day. Jarley O'Byrne's dominated the first 10 minutes of extra time. I hadn't even thought about Jarley O'Byrne's coming off the bench because we'd seen so little of him since the Ulster Championship. They've some squad.
Yeah, Oisin O'Neill.
Yeah.
Aidan Nugent.
Yes.
Didn't go particularly well from the last day, but...
Jason Duffy coming off the bench.
Jason Duffy, you know, there is quality there, but, you know, there's quality on both teams. I look at the Galway bench as well. For me, I wouldn't be starting Sean Kelly because he is the team captain, and I think if Sean Kelly was coming on, he gives the whole team and the supporters a serious lift. So he does. Obviously, to Armagh's detriment, but... he would give them a big lift. Kieran Mullay is coming back and now coming in. He's an All-Ireland club winner, so he's got the experience of winning out here in Queen's Park. He's another massive player coming in for him. Johnny Heaney, you know.
Daly's an All-Star.
Yeah. Both sides have seriously gifted players on the sidelines. And there's dilemmas there for the management teams in terms of who doesn't start, but also getting the timing of the replacements right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is massive. And I think... from the Ulster final in particular, Armagh have learnt a serious amount about the timing of their substitutions. You know, probably left it a wee bit late in the Donegal game, and the players didn't impact the scoreboard and the play as much as well as what they have done since then. But I think they're coming in a wee bit earlier now, fresh legs, going at teams a wee bit more, and it's given Armagh an uplift at the right time.
But that bit, Steve, you were saying about going at teams more, that we have pulled their hair out over the last couple of seasons about Armagh, and we've no skin in the game. We're new.
Tell me about it.
I know. You had a lovely head there about 18 months ago. I'd say that Monaghan quarter final finished you off last year. But there's no doubt over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think from the after the Ulster final defeat, and for three quarters of that game, they were very good. You know, they're 4 points up going into the final quarter, and they collapse. In the final quarter. It's a credit to Donegal that they come back and get the game into extra time, but their performance against Derry in Celtic Park in the first game of the group stages was, it just seemed like there was a mindset shift. They threw the shackles off. Maybe it was a case of they'd had enough of the heartbreak. That was the final straw. It was like, we're just going to go out and try and attack and play more on the front foot. And I don't necessarily think it's a difference in maybe what McGeaney or Donaghy or Kieran McKeever are saying to them. There just seems to be more of a freedom with how Armagh are playing. They're still unbelievably physical. They're still athletic, obviously one of their key strengths. They're still very difficult to play at defensively, but just their intent when they have the ball.
Yeah.
They're transitioning the ball up the pitch a hell of a lot quicker. They seem to be backing themselves, the players, the likes of Turbert, Grugan. They're taking more risk in their play. And it's no coincidence that where they've fallen short in the last two or three seasons, it was, whether it's coming from the management or from the players, they seem to just, there was a fear in their play. And over the last 4 weeks, they have shed that massively. And that's why they're in the final.
Yeah.
They go, you know, if they go after Donegal, or if they go after Galway on Sunday, I think that's their best chance.
Mm-hmm.
If they go and try and frustrate and let's try and manage this game, I don't think that's going to end well for them. And that's the question mark, because it's such a big game for them. There's
that inexperience factor of the biggest day, how players are going to react. But for them, for me, to win this game, they have the best chance if they do what they've done over the last month and just play brave. Play on the front foot and take risk with the ball.
And I actually think I've sat close enough to the management team often enough, and I hear the message that they are shouting to the players, and they are telling them to be brave and
yeah,
to
I
go
think,
forward.
Yeah, I think
so
they are.
And maybe until you actually win a massive, massive game, that belief really seeps through the players.
Yeah.
And when games were there to be won, like the Ulster final, the brakes went on the players. And
doubt.
That's probably because they had a serious... not a lack of ambition, but a lack of know-how to see those type of games out.
Mm.
And they've done that. You can see that they totally threw the shackles off in the Derry game. They went at Derry from minute one
performance
and absolutely pulverised them. And that's Armagh at their ultimate best, when they really go at teams using their speed, using their power, using their finishing finesse and press and kickouts. That's another massive thing for me. And that's going to be a massive...
Will they take that approach on Sunday?
What's that?
Do you think they'll take that approach on Sunday?
I don't think they'll press the kickout.
I would love to see them press the kickout. I would love to see them press.
I'll tell you why, because if you look at the men that Galway have out there,
yeah.
Tierney, Maher, Conroy,
Colbert,
Kane Darcy, yeah, like if the ball goes long to them,
yeah.
You think the Galway are going in position
You have to be brave when you get to an All Ireland final. And
yes.
Galway played Armagh 6 weeks ago, was it?
Yeah.
Galway were by far the better team. Should have won that game. How did Armagh get themselves back into the game? By pressing the kickout. Armagh are very effective when they be brave and press kickouts, whether it be kicked long. They've got catchers in the middle as well. Niall Grimley may not be the tallest of midfielders, but he's got one of the best leaps.
Yeah.
He has. Absolute fantastic.
He's been exceptional.
Yeah. Ben Creeley as well. You know, he's not going to be pushed off a ball too easily. But if Armagh put a full press on that Galway defence and make the keeper make a decision.
Mm. Well, Conor Gleeson has gone long all year long, apart from the one that Tiernan Kelly stole.
It's amazing when you do put a press on that it makes the keeper do funny things.
The thing is about Armagh, right? The best football they've played this year has been when they've been coming back from behind and they've had to do that. Even the Kerry game the last day, when Kerry got the goal, Armagh were like, fuck it. It's do or die, you know. We got to actually go after it. And they did. Well, and the same happened in the Galway game in the group.
Mm-hmm.
When that game was done and dusted and Gleeson gave them a goal from a kick-out. So it's like that switch that Armagh have.
Well, why not
we're
do
in
that
trouble
from
here.
Start?
Exactly.
Leg it on against Derry.
The thing
press
is,
hard,
they don't.
Go in front and kick on. Be brave. And Galway can be brave and Armagh can be brave. And that could throw up a seriously exciting All-Ireland final. And if Armagh are brave, then they'll give themselves a better chance. That's
Paul, where do you think this game is going to be won?
I think Galway will expect their kick out to be pressed at some point, and I think they've evolved their game a little bit there, where they can go long when they would need to, and I think they're picking the team to suit them with that big man that you listed out. Like, so I think we're more comfortable with our kick out than we have been over the last while, but I think it's going to be one up front for us. You know, if we can get enough scores, if our players, you know, our kind of marquee forwards show up, and then, like, I think in 22, our half forward line didn't score. So we need a spread of scores around our forwards. And if we can get that, I think we'll be hard to beat.
Do you think you'll get that?
I think we will because, you know, as Paddy said, a lot of lads were injured over the league and the early championship. So people have had to step up and get scores, and we've got them. So, you know, John Maher's got them. I think we'd like to see Matthew Tierney get a few more. Yeah. Paul Conroy's chipped in. Keane Darcy's got a few. And then Rob Finnerty scored as well.
Yeah.
And then we have the two lads. And, like, we're all saying the rosary every night that they'll, you know, click together one more time. And
They didn't look right the last day. They really didn't. Like, Shane Walsh took off at one stage along the 45.
Word is they're flying. They're flying. Word is they're flying. They're absolutely flying. They're flying.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a big question.
How many points do you reckon will win it? Because Galway defensively are very strong.
Mm.
They don't concede many goals. They don't concede many points, to be fair, but they're very strong defensively. And Armagh play with an aggression and a consistency that doesn't concede much either. So do you reckon it's going to be a 16 point to win it?
I think you need 18. I think you need 18 to win it.
Yeah.
And I think even though both teams are structured in defence and attack, they still score quite freely, even against each other. You know, so I can't see it being a complete stalemate of a game. And Croke Park doesn't lend itself as a pitch either to be able to contain a team for long periods of time.
As I mentioned, we're here with thanks to AIB, proud sponsor of the Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more. As Kathleen, our producer, hands over a very important bucket with a load of raffle tickets into it. Paddy, do me a favour now. There's been a famous video doing the rounds in recent weeks of an All-Ireland draw between the loud referees. No. Don't put any in your hand. Just keep it in your hand.
Feel me pocket.
Leave it on the floor for a second. Leave it on the floor.
Okay.
Leave it on the floor for a second. Yeah.
Do you trust me to do this?
No.
It's been a long week.
So, as I mentioned, AIB have given us a pair of tickets to give away this weekend. So what's going to happen is, in about 3 minutes' time, we're going to be pulling out two tickets out of the hat. You're back at a good time.
A winner. What's your number?
And just to let you know, the staff here in Croke Park are keeping the bar open for a half an hour at the end of the show.
Ooh.
You might grab another pint as
well. Up the banner.
Before we get to that, I want some quick fire predictions.
Oh.
Stevie McDonald, tell me why this game is going to be won by Armagh, because I presume you're picking Armagh to win.
It's going to be won by Armagh because they've experienced the heartache, so they have, over the last couple of years. They haven't lost a championship game in 70 minutes since 2021. So they're extremely hard to play against. And their bench...
Jesus.
Their bench is going to have the impact that it has been having, if not better, with a defining half-time team talk from Geezer.
It's a good pitch.
He had a very famous halftime team talk in 2002. What do you think Kieran McGeaney will be breaking in the dressing room? What did Joe Kernan broke the...
Well, Kieran will not have to break anything because I've been in enough dressing rooms with him, I've listened to his speeches, and if he can't motivate a player, don't we go out there on Sunday, and I can assure you, come Sunday, them players will be chomping at the bit to win this All-Ireland.
So, one more time, so the rest of the room hears it. Who's going to win the All-Ireland?
Armagh by 2.
Okay, there you go. James O'Donoghue, I'm going to come to you next. Who's going to win the All-Ireland this weekend? And why?
Kerry. If Kerry were in it, Kerry would. No. I'm leaning towards Galway.
Really?
I'll tell you why. If the kickouts are going long, I think that Galway have the men there to win them. I think if we're talking 18 points to win, I can see 18 points coming from Galway quicker than I can see 18 points coming from Armagh. I agree that Armagh have been fucking heartbroken a couple of times on penalties, and their hunger for it will be incredible. But Galway lost the final in 2022, so they'll have the same element of can't lose this again. If they lose two finals, it'll be worse than anything. So I think that their experience of that final, they're bigger men, and their scores all around the field, I think that Galway by 2 as well.
Okay, Paddy, sit tight, because I'm coming to Paul Clancy next. Who's going to win the All-Ireland and why?
Yeah, like I think Galway will win it. I don't think Stevie remembers Galway beating Armagh out here. Like, he just said that they weren't beaten. But this thing that Armagh have been rolling out, we haven't been beaten. Like, but I think Galway went on to the semi-final. But so whatever way you look at it, and I think Galway will score goals, and I don't think Armagh will. So I think that'll be the difference. And a Galway win by 2.
Wow. Okay, Paddy Andrews. A lot of pressure on you. It's
Paddy, they're picking on me up here. Come on.
Am I right in saying it's 2 votes to Galway and 1 vote for Armagh? Paddy Andrews, what are you saying?
I think Pádraig Joyce doesn't want Paddy to go for us.
He's warned me about this.
Okay, come on, give us it. What do you think is going to happen?
Galway.
I think Galway are going to win, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Look, it's so close. They played each other the last 3 championships. A draw 6 weeks ago.
a point last year, last kick of the game, already before. There's so little between these teams. Their physicality, their athleticism, how well organised they are. There's so little to pick. They're very well set defensively. I think long kickouts, even with Grimley, who's having an unbelievable season, I think that plays into Galway's hands. I think they'll use that. I think they'll get the ball quicker up the pitch. I do think 2 years ago and that defeat, they'll learn a lot from that. I just think there's a few more question marks over Armagh. One, how aggressive are they going to be? I agree with Steve. I think their best chance is if they go flat to the mat. I don't know if they will do that for the entire game. I don't know how some of those players will react to being in the All-Ireland final for the first time. It might be inspire them, it might not, it might be a challenge. I just think Galway have a higher ceiling. If Galway play to their absolute best and Armagh do, I think Galway are a slightly better team.
Wow.
I think it could be extra time, could be the same as last week. I think Galway are going to win the Sam Maguire though.
All right, that's 3 votes to Galway, 1 for Armagh. I'm going to put it on the record that I'm with Stephen McDonald. Armagh are not going to be beaten this Sunday. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. We might have another roadshow as well. There's going to be a recap. So, this is it now. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. As I said, AIB have a pair of tickets to give away tonight. The Sunday's All-Ireland final. Yeah. These have been so hard to get a hold of. So what's going to happen here is, Paddy, you might allow Paul Clancy to pick a ticket. And just before you do that, after that, you're going to allow Stephen McDonald to pick a ticket. So if your ticket is called, Kathleen is going to put her hand up here. And Kathleen, you're going to find the two people and you're going to bring them up here beside us. Is that okay? Lovely. And then we'll let you know how you can win your tickets then. So if your ticket is called, you haven't won, you're in the final. Okay?
Paul, do the honours.
All right, a little bit of cuteness for 1 second. Paul Clancy.
No, give me that. I'll give it to Steve.
What number have we got?
Number 317.
Ooh. 317, make yourself known to Kathleen. Stand up there, you're coming up on stage.
Welcome.
You're into the final.
Oh!
Okay, hold on 1 second there, lads. I just want to find out, is this a Galway or Armagh
317?
No,
I trust you. I can't confirm.
Stokes, Kennedy, Crowley.
Or is it neither? Okay, Kathleen, you have number one. Okay.
Where's he from?
Sligo.
Alright, put it back in. We've 2 tickets to the Tailteann Cup final instead.
Now, James, keep an eye on him here. All right? No tickets in the hands.
Oh, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Let's see you, Stevie. What are you pulling out of the hat? What number?
55.
Ooh. One of the first people here tonight. 55. Where are you? Right here at the front.
Come on up.
There you go. Hand up. How are you?
She's from Mayo. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So would you get their names?
They never win anything.
So.
Where's she from?
Mayo.
We all good? So what's your name?
Liam.
And Liam, where are you from?
Galway.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, it's a Galway man.
I didn't actually rig the draw, so it would be a Sligo person winning tonight. And your name?
Sharon.
And where are you from, Sharon?
Mayo.
Oh.
Okay. Controversy there.
I know who my money's on here.
This is it now, right? I'm going to ask you a question. And it's a really difficult question. It's going to be closest to the answer is going to win the tickets here. So I'm going to give you one little option as well. If you want, you can take the tickets and sit beside each other. Enjoy the day. But you both have to sign that.
They're going to Fernando.
Blind day, this is beautiful.
So.
Might as well give them option 2 as well.
And option 2 is answer the question and the closest to the answer gets it. So what are you going for?
What's our deliberation, guys?
I have a ticket anyway, so we'll go for it.
Okay.
There we go. That mean I can have it.
Okay.
Go man.
Are you ready? So, whoever wants to answer first. So this is how we explain this. Whoever wants to answer first can say their answer first, but you don't have to shout it out. Just take a second to think about this.
Hang on, Tommy. No one ever has the answer to your questions either, including you.
Can you know the answer?
James, I'll have you know, I actually came up with this one.
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen, I trust you.
And Nathan Murphy has actually vetted it, so if anything goes wrong, it's Nathan's fault. So, how many championship points, accumulative, so between the two of them, have Armagh and Galway scored together in total this season? So between, just say the answer was Galway scored 310, that's 19, and Armagh scored 310 overall, 19, that's 38. So in total across the season, across their championship games, how many points have they scored?
7 games? 10, 8 games?
400.
So take your time to think about it.
Played 8 games.
Closest to the answer wins.
8 games.
And no answer is a stupid answer. Kathleen, who's going first? The person we called first. Yeah.
The one who asked, will you
go first? Yeah. Hold on there 1 second. Hold on.
Hold
on 1 second. Okay. Okay.
Higher.
Oh, he gets first.
Higher or lower?
351.
Much lower.
So just to clarify, what did you say?
350.
247.
So, hold on. It's closest to it, okay?
It's got to be higher.
So it's closest to it, up and down. So it... Hold on a second.
He has to put it into Excel.
Carry the one.
247, was it? So the answer was 315, so you've won the tickets, okay? Really close. Hard luck. Okay.
315.
All right, so that's it.
Ah, Jesus, Tommy.
You can share the ticket if you want.
No. Ruthless. That man is ruthless. No chance.
Kathleen, will you get both of their names and we'll talk to you after the show. Thanks, lads. Well done for winning. Thanks for taking part. Thank you.
Go back.
So.
Jesus.
That got
another defeat for Mayo in All-Ireland final day.
That got way more dramatic than I expected. But well done for winning. And thanks to AIB for putting on the show, for bringing us to Croke Park. Thanks to everybody for coming out and supporting us tonight. We've had a lot of podcasts this year. We really appreciate you all tuning in. It's been brilliant. James and Paddy, well done. Paul Clancy, thanks so much for joining us this evening, coming up from Galway. And Stephen McDonald, coming from Armagh. Thanks very much. We have another show tomorrow night, a secret pod. Only about 20-30 people are getting into it, so you will be able to watch that on Saturday on Off the Ball's YouTube, so just keep an eye out on that one. So best of luck to Armagh and Galway the weekend. The bar is open for another 30 minutes. Thanks a million, everybody, for coming out.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out #thetoughest for more.